From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Toshiro. Most of the region remains under a burn ban as Ontario continues to deal with extreme heat and a lack of rain throughout the entire province. The township of Uxbridge is the latest municipality to implement a burn ban, which means not only can you not obtain a new fire permit, but if you are in possession of a fire permit, it is currently suspended until further notice. The township of Scugog has had a burn ban in effect since July 31st, while the township of Brock has had no open flames allowed for almost a month. The township of Scugog is getting ready to celebrate young entrepreneurs in the area at this year's Mayor's Gala. Township of Scugog Mayor Wilma Watton put out an invite on social media yesterday, saying that the gala is a great opportunity to invest in the future of Scugog. The event is a ticketed event, however, tickets are not on sale yet. For more information on tickets or sponsorship opportunities, you can email mayorsgala2025@gmail.com. The Ontario government is investing $7.7 million in order to help survivors of residential schools and their families. The announcement was made yesterday by Greg Rickford, who is the MP of Indigenous Affairs. Through the new Indian Residential School Community Fund, those that have survived residential schools and their families will have access to culturally appropriate mental health and wellness support. For more information on the funding, you can visit the Province of Ontario's news page. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Toshiro.